It's your TV voice of the White Sox and face, I guess, too, is Jason Benetti. How you doing, Jason?
I'm good. I'm best experienced with one of those. Thanks, Bob. How are you?
You know what I'm wondering about? You know how when you're a kid and your team is opening up and you've got the opening day butterflies in your stomach? As an announcer now and longtime Sox fan, do you still feel some of those old jitters?
You know, it's not jitters as much as I get When I'm standing there and I'm watching everybody walk out and I'm watching the players wave to the fans, I get nostalgic. And maybe I'm too young to be nostalgic, but I'm not on TikTok, so I think it counts. I get this feeling of being 12 and of being at the ballpark and watching the game for the game and not knowing everything that I do about all the players, right? Like when you show up at a game, when you're a kid, you go to your first game, they're just people doing amazing athletic things. And now I get to know, I have the extreme fortune of getting to know people like Tim Anderson and knowing what makes him tick and Lucas Giolito and what makes him tick. And there's all this depth to watching the game of baseball. And opening day always is this reminder of how fortunate I am to be able to be around the team. And also how beautiful it is when you don't know what's happening either.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to lose that. You know what I mean? Don't lose that ever.
Ever. I mean, Len Casper and I, after the day game Saturday in Detroit, went to a hockey game. We went to Red Wings and Blue Jackets. And Detroit, I know Hawks fans probably don't want to listen to a whole monologue about the Detroit Red Wings intros. But I would say this, you know, I haven't ever been to a Red Wings game, and they did this 5-minute intro about the history of the franchise and the team. And that was a good reminder to me, too, that, you know, we spend all this time prepping and filling out our scorebooks and talking about what we're going to do on the show and all this stuff. And there are a lot of people who go to games and, like, are going for the very first time ever. There are 8-year-olds who are going for the first time ever today. And that is a really good reminder for me and I think for everybody involved with the team.
Jason, really well said, not surprisingly. Do you think it's going to feel a lot different in the ballpark today than last opening day? I know it was full capacity at the end of last season and during the playoffs, but opening day last year where there were 8,000 people, and today you should have, I would think, a full house.
Yeah, it really is. And the playoffs last year, game three, I was doing a Bulls game during game three, but I was watching game three waiting for the plane to leave, and game four I was there for. Mm-hmm. And that feeling in the ballpark is the trampoline to this season for me. But I agree. I mean, the last opening day was still very strange, and there was this sense of, finally, we have people in the ballpark, because it was literally us and the players for opening day the year before. And so that felt like an upgrade. But I do think there's going to be a lot of emotion today. I mean, there are a lot of people who had their opening day streaks broken last year, is how I would put it. And there are going to be people who are rekindling a sense of normalcy by having opening day again.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. What do you expect from Vince Velasquez today, and how would you like to be the rookie pitcher for the Mariners facing this lineup?
Here's the thing. If you're going to be a rookie pitcher facing the White Sox lineup, having the last name Brash is a good idea. Because yeah, you have to be a little naive / rock-headed to feel like you're going to go have a good day against this lineup. However, I mean, if you click around watching his stuff from the minors, he threw a combined no-hitter last year. He's like 97, 98 with a tight slider and curveball. Honestly, other than watching the Sox lineup and seeing what happens pomp and circumstance-wise on opening day, I am very excited to see this kid pitch, because his stuff, watching video, looked absolutely electric. And with Vince Velasquez, I mean, here's a guy who's been in the majors with Houston and Philadelphia. I think nobody really knows exactly what you're going to get, but fastball, curveball, changeup, like, he's got your typical arsenal of pitches. He was a second-round draft pick, and so Ethan Katz has had very good success so far in the pitching coach seat for the Sox, and I feel like if you get above where Vince Velasquez has been in the majors, you're going to get a bona fide fourth or fifth starter, and the Sox need one pretty badly right now.
Jason Benetti, we are lucky that you and Steve are with us all summer, Jason. Even Cub fans appreciate the job you guys do. So go get them. Have a good season.
That's very kind of you, Bob. Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon.
You thanks, then. Bob.
And it's Bye. News
thanks,
time.
Jason.
Well, you're welcome. John Williams is now at the morning show buffet. We've got some, let's see, pizza. And let's see, that's garlic butter spinach bacon and egg pizza. Also, remember the Yerminator sandwich from last year? We've got those. Some other sandwiches, breakfast burgers, apple fritters, blueberry donuts, old-fashioned donuts. Could you be more quiet when you're eating our food, John Williams?
This is the Yerminator, so that's got some stuff on
it. It's got a kitchen sink in there and everything that goes with it. It's all from Fabulous Freddy's.
Wow.
And that's a favorite of Sox fans on 31st Street. And it's a family business, and we like that. Mom and Dad passed it down to their three daughters. They run it now. And let's see, I think more than 30 years, Fred and Denise Bertucci started
get that
it.
Germinate, that Yerminator. Wow.
Everybody comes for the beef, and also you can get slices, pizza. You can get slices and ices, Italian ice with that. John, hold down your noise level there, will you?
I don't think you have a lot of ground to complain about paper noise.
Well, but if it's show content from the newspaper, that's one thing. Wrappers from food, that's another thing. They also have an outdoor patio. This would be a nice day to hit the Fabulous Freddy's outdoor patio there on 31st Street. And I sampled some of that pizza. Normally, I'm kind of a basic cheese or maybe veggie pizza guy, but that pizza with the egg on it and I believe some bacon on it.
That's what it is.
Really good.
It's a
perfect for breakfast for us.
Yes!
Yeah, it's good stuff. Fabulous Freddy's there in Bridgeport, a longtime favorite of Sox fans. They sold like 4,000 of those Yerminators last year. Did you have a bite of that? What have you got there?
That's
is that a
Yerminator?
Yeah, that's a big burger with a lot of stuff on it.
This
all
is your
good.
Friend, yeah.
Mercy!
I'll say. Well, you're going to be sleepy for your show, but you'll be very satisfied and full, guaranteed. That's good stuff. Thanks to Freddy's there, 701 West 31st Street in Bridgeport, and. Hooray for the kids who are keeping that business going after all these
great.
Years.
That's a good story.
Besides digesting, what do you got planned for us today, John?
I'm going to take a nap.
yeah.
Actually, this is delicious. People should get this. Go get that Yerminator.
Yeah, everything there is really good. And I'm looking at
donuts, too.
I haven't even checked out the... they've got like a... I think it's a breaded... steak sandwich with egg on it or something in tortillas. Yeah.
These wrapped things are good.
It's all good. Right. And my technique here is to, unlike what you're doing there, John, is to just cut small pieces of a few things so I can sample them instead of stuffing myself with an entire... Although you've got a half a Yerminator, that's plenty.
No, no. Thank
that's,
you.
That's plenty.
Not eating the whole thing.
Yeah, no. And their donuts are really good, too.
Well, can you guys Freddy's. Finish up this segment so I can get in there and get...
Don't worry, there's plenty left over.
Like there's going to be some left.
No, not to worry.